The COVID vaccine is a big reason why we'll soon be able to share a big holiday meal together with our extended families for the first time in 2 years. And the vaccine is also a reason why that might be miserable. That's because the life-saving vaccine is strangely polarizing, and it's bound to be a thorny topic of dinner conversation at Thanksgiving and beyond. To help us navigate family vaccine etiquette, Ryan Denham speaks with Matt Mullenauer, Chief Clinical Officer at Bloomington-based Chestnut Health Systems. They start with a simple dilemma. What should you consider if your vaccinated family is invited to a gathering where you know Uncle Bob or Aunt Alice are not vaccinated?
But I think it comes down to just a respect for people's personal choice. And in your example, a family may have to decide that they're not going to attend out of their own discomfort because of the status of everybody else, or questioning that. But I think one of the tricks in there, Ryan, is do they really know the status of everybody else? Is it an open conversation in the family? Can we assume that Uncle Bob is unvaccinated, or is he very vocal and we know that as a fact based on his Facebook profile or whatever, and how that then changes things. So I think it's a lot about being really upfront and then judging your own comfort while trying to not judge someone else's stance or position.
How appropriate is it to ask? Are you guys vaccinated by chance? Should we be masked up in your house? How much prodding do you think is appropriate there?
The unfortunate part is the second you ask the question, it's labeled, it's judged, it's critiqued, it's you must think I'm wrong if I'm not, or how I answer or whatever. And really, it's simply a gathering of facts at this point. So who's all coming? And, you know, whoever the host is, are you aware of the vaccination status for everybody who's coming? And we'd be interested in knowing. And that's because we're protecting our family, but we're interested in protecting everybody else who's there as well. And so I think it has to be a fair topic. And if you think of a typical Thanksgiving or Christmas family get together, you know, who's bringing stuffing, who's bringing pie, who's got vaccine should be right on the list of questions. It shouldn't be treated any different.
Okay. Once you're actually at a family get together and people start talking and it's, oh, did you hear what President Biden did on this? Or did you hear what Aaron Rodgers said about ivermectin or whatever? And I think, you know, people struggle with like, how much should I engage here? Should I just kind of let the person talk? Should I engage and go back and forth with them?
If you're walking into an environment and you're aware that there's the possibility of disagreement, it may be worth the extra step to just say, okay, the following topics are off limits during this event. We're not going to talk politics. We're not going to talk COVID. We're not going to talk, you know, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, whatever it is you want to say, but the following topics are off limits. And, you know, we're here to spend time as family and we're not going to get into debate. In scenarios where I think the person's opinion is unknown, it's interesting, Brian, my observation of this, and this comes from kind of my mental health background, you know, this has been a really rough 18 months, 2 years for people. I mean, you take COVID and you pile politics on top of it and labor shortages and all that stuff and, you know, can't find goods and supplies and all of that. What the natural reaction for most people is to kind of become a little self-defensive. You know, how do I protect myself? How do I protect my family? That's physically, but it's also how do I protect my belief system? And so very quickly, someone who has a different belief system than I do, I will be tempted to defend my belief system as right and prove that person's belief system is wrong. And I think that's the trap we're all falling into right now.
So much of our digital lives now are spent, like on social media, inside of these little echo chambers and silos of people who generally agree with you on a lot of this, you know, COVID stuff or politics in general. And so these family gatherings are like one of those few cases where you are literally in a room and face to face with people who maybe don't share your political belief system. And it just doesn't typically happen that often.
Yeah. Don't you think it's become divisive, though? I mean, wasn't there a point in time where people could sit around the table and talk differences in opinion on the political side and not have it be judged as false news or judged as unfactual or judged as frankly wrong? And I think we've lost touch with that. I mean, you never heard, I never remember growing up, you know, my dad saying that he wasn't going to talk to the neighbor because they were a Democrat or a Republican. And now you get this in the context of even family dynamics. And I think that comes out of, I really do believe it comes out of the stress of the last year, and that you can tie all of this to this idea that, you know, when pushed into a corner, what do? I have to defend myself. And so I have been stressed out for whatever number of reasons in the last year and a half. So I will defend, you know, my belief system, and I'll do that pretty vehemently, you know, I being any individual. And in order to do that, that means I have to judge everybody else's belief system as wrong. You know, how are we going to get past this idea that it's a conversation without it being riddled with judgment, conflict, and, you know, and flying stuffing, for lack of a better term, you know?
That's Matt Mullenauer, the Chief Clinical Officer for Bloomington-based Chestnut Health Systems. He spoke with Ryan Denham.